Hello and welcome to the Let's Talk About the Knowledge podcast, where we aim to make people of all ages smarter. We'll talk about all things science, financial, on the world and in outer space. I'm your dear friendly host, the host. Today we'll discuss an interesting topic, the electromagnetic spectrum. Have you ever wondered about what light is? Maybe you have. Or did you know that light is a form of radiation? Or did you already know that there are different types of radiation? Quite possibly, you did not. Light is the fastest thing in the universe. It travels at 186,282.397 meters per second. Light belongs to a spectrum known as the electromagnetic spectrum. Radiation is made up of photons. The wavelength of the radiation determines the type of radiation. First in the order are radio waves. They are not visible to the human eye, as is most kinds of electromagnetic radiation. Radio waves have the largest wavelengths in the spectrum, which can stretch over 1 kilometer in length, which is big. We use them with radios, TVs, and other electronic devices. Radio waves are also used by astronomers, which are scientists that study the cosmos. Since radio waves travel the farthest distance of all other light in the electromagnetic spectrum, they're used to look deep in space. The second is microwave radiation. Their wavelengths are just a bit smaller than radio waves and are still not visible to the human eye. They are used in microwaves to heat food. The third type is infrared. Infrared radiation is not visible to the human eye, but is detected by us in the form of heat. The James Webb Telescope, which is the most powerful telescope created at the time of this recording, uses infrared light to detect stars and other celestial bodies in distant space. Anything that has heat will emit infrared light. The fourth type is visible light. This is light we can see. Visible light is split into 7 colors: red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, and violet. Exactly like the rainbow. This is why rainbows have their colors. Because after a rainstorm, droplets of rain in the atmosphere refract the sun's light, and the light is leaked out and reaches our eyes, which we see as 7 colors. All these colors together just make white light. The fifth kind of light is UV or ultraviolet radiation, which is emitted by incredibly hot objects like the sun. UV radiation is split into 2 types, UVA and UVB radiation. Both you need to watch out for. UVB radiation from the sun can cause sunburns and tans, which is why your parents always forced you to put on sunscreen before playing outside in the summer. And UVA causes deeper skin damage. According to the Skin Cancer Foundation, sunscreens that have an SPF level of 15 or higher are the best to protect yourself from the harmful UVB radiation. According to the FDA, SPF, or sun protection factor, is a measure of how much UV radiation is required to make sunburns on protected skin, which is skin that has sunscreen. The higher the SPF level, the more protected you are. So the next time your parents beg you to put on sunscreen, put it on. The next are X-rays. X-rays are used in medical purposes, such as getting X-ray images to check if there are any fractures or any ingested objects. X-rays in strong enough doses are harmful. They're photons. Photons are particles in which light travels. And X-ray photons are so energetic that they can remove electrons from their atoms. Well, that doesn't sound too bad at first, but if you think about it, we are made from atoms. And X-rays of the high energy radiation can harm atoms, so it is a bad thing. That is why when you take X-rays, doctors put on a vest to protect your body from most of the X-ray radiation. According to professional radiology, in 1895, Wilhelm Röntgen, a Bavarian professor of physics, discovered X-rays by pure accident. Or in this case, a lucky accident that revolutionized our world. Professor Wilhelm was working on an experiment with cathode ray tubes used to protect images and are used in television. He wondered whether cathode rays could travel within a vacuum. Not the vacuum you use to suck dirt in your house, a vacuum as in the vacuum of space. When he put high voltage into the tube and covered the tube with a black paper, there was a nearby transparent screen treated with a special chemical known as barium platinocyanide, which began glowing. Wilhelm used his scientific genius and concluded there must be some form of radiation in work within the tube. Then he found these rays within the tube that could see through human flesh and leave the shadow of bones. With this amazing discovery, he was awarded the Nobel Prize in 1901. Next down the list are gamma rays. They are the most powerful kind of radiation in the universe, and also the most dangerous. In 1900, Paul Villard, a French chemist and physicist, and Ernest Rutherford named it the gamma ray 3 years later in 1903. According to NASA, gamma rays are produced when high-energy particles collide with another particle, or a particle collides with an antiparticle. To explain what an antiparticle is, it is also known as antimatter. An antiparticle is a particle that has the exact same mass, the exact same volume as its corresponding particle, but has the opposite charge and magnetic energy as the other particle. For example, if one particle is positively charged, the other is negatively charged, so they are opposites. Like two identical twins with two entirely different personalities. And if a normal particle touches an antiparticle, the two explode and release gamma radiation, like two identical human twins getting into an argument. Since gamma rays are so powerful, they are used in MRI and cyberknife machines to treat cancer, where they blast safe amounts of gamma rays into the cancer tumor from outside of the body. Still, gamma rays in high enough doses are dangerous, so doctors make sure they only put necessary enough dosage into the human body. Well, thank you so much for listening on this week's episode, dear listener. If you want to choose the next topic or send some feedback, please email it as letustalkabout@outlook.com. And don't forget to rate us. Until next week, see ya.